sounding an alarm about climate change.
Catastrophic environmental damage.
Fire seasons are getting worse.
Need to reduce carbon emissions by almost half in the next 12 years. 12.
For many teenagers, hearing about the danger of global warming and its potentially catastrophic effects, whether on the news or in classrooms, has become a regular occurrence. Many of us spend hours on social media every day, where environmental activism has grown to be a huge phenomena among certain circles. Largely through social media, public figures like Greta Thunberg have become a symbol of the younger generation's dedication to sustainable living. Many may have heard about Greta Thunberg's heroic trip crossing the Atlantic Ocean on a sailboat instead of a plane, and admired her act of selfless activism. But it's not really realistic for all of us to take a boat wherever we go, is it? Or to regularly practice some other extremes of environmental activism, like reusing water for different purposes, or going zero waste for the rest of our lives. It's easy to get caught between caring about the environment and not knowing what steps to take to make a difference. What does it really mean for the average person to live sustainably, and for teenagers to actively show care for the environment? To answer these questions, I'm talking with Orla Malloy, a senior at Lab School who has dedicated much of her time in past years to environmental activism.
In terms of my involvement, I think my first protest I went to was in eighth grade, actually, which was the Science March in 2017. And I started volunteering. I joined the Illinois Youth Climate Movement, and I just started going consistently to protests and trying to advocate on social media.
Orla is also the president of the Green Team Club at Lab, and outside of school has worked at the Shedd Aquarium.
And guest engagement. I'm like one of those people at the mics that's
so cool. Orla's love of animals and nature has led her to become more personally invested in environmental activism than the average teen, dabbling in and out of vegetarianism and even going zero waste for half a year.
So can you explain just the idea of zero waste? It's just
absolutely, yes. It's kind of what the name implies. It's just you are not using any plastic, and if you do use some sort of material, it has to be compostable or recyclable.
In her time being zero waste, Orla placed every scrap or object that she used that did not fulfill these requirements into a jar so that she could visually see how much waste she acquired over time.
You'd go somewhere and just about everywhere has plastic at this point, and so if I acquired something, I had to add it to my jar, and it was like this little like piece of plastic that was like shame. It was shameful. It made me feel so bad about myself.
Despite Orla's half year being no waste, she eventually decided to give it up. Not because she stopped caring about the environment, but for a different reason entirely.
The issue with that is I wasn't... It's deep, but I wasn't happy.
We laugh, but Orla has a point. And it goes back to my original question. How much should teens need to expend their quality of life in the name of the environment?
It's just really hard to actually just live life when you're, you know, in a restaurant. You want to take something home and you're like, no, you put it in a box.
Now, Orla's come to some new conclusions about what it realistically means for her, and possibly other teens too, to be sustainable.
Make those steps. We don't need a few perfect vegans. We need thousands of people who are eating, you know, cutting the amount of meat they eat in half. I have a hard time like saying like, do this, do that, but also it is important that they even just talk about it.
In broader terms, Orla believes that sometimes it's the little changes that matter most for teenagers. And for some of us, meaningful activism might just start with a willingness to engage with our surroundings.
Especially because we live in a pretty liberal community. We all know climate change exists. We all feel some sort of obligation to do something about it. But I have trouble like telling people like, stop eating meat and like, stop using plastic, because not everyone has the resources to do that. And what was it? It's like 70 companies are responsible for like majority of climate change. So I have a hard time shifting blame to individuals. But at the same time, individual action is really important, because without individual action, you don't see monumental action. So I think more than anything, I just want to see people have a willingness to engage.
Orla continued on to say that often portrayal of extreme environmental activism can discourage people from feeling like they can become involved without sacrificing their quality of life.
It's hard to figure out how we can aid in stopping this crisis when I think a lot of people see, do you know that girl with like the mason jar and 4 years of trash?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people see her and they're like, I could never do that. It really discourages people, but it's literally just like really small steps that matter the most. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the apple. Well, I guess we're not in school right now, but they really bother me. The cafeteria, they
put plastic.
Apples.
Yeah.
Oh, annoys me so much. They have a skin for a reason.
Yeah, there's a ton of
when teens
like
can recognize the small changes, whether that be in our own cafeterias or in our homes, we can build to larger changes. Does that mean that all of us need to be the next Greta Thunberg or keep a jar of our waste wherever we go? Well, if that works for you, then that's great. But for most of us, environmental awareness may not go this far. According to Orla, real change can start from something as easy as a conversation at a lunch table.
It's just first and foremost so important to start a conversation, especially with someone who doesn't believe they should be taking action. Even if you still disagree by the end of the conversation, the most important thing is that you start a conversation and maybe, just maybe, you planted a seed of doubt in their thinking.
Reporting for U High Midway, I'm Lucia Corey.